Hey, welcome back to the show. We are jumping right into working through a vocal exercise that will help us with singing runs and riffs. So runs and riffs are kind of like stylistic add-ons that you can add to a song in order to kind of like add a flourish, make it a little bit more fun, a little bit more interesting. And you're basically just like going up and down steps on a scale, or like you're just going up and down steps, like singing different notes back to back at a pretty fast pace, pretty quick pace. So with that in mind, you want to do a vocal exercise like the one that we're about to do that is going to help increase vocal agility and just like get your vocal cords, your vocal folds comfortable with moving at a quicker speed and coming together at a faster speed and like moving up and down, moving between different notes at a quick pace. So with that, you are going to want to do an exercise that increases vocal agility. And the way that we're going to do that is by doing a vocal exercise that is incorporating different step, like stepwise patterns. So going up and down the scale, basically at a medium to fast pace, in order to just train your vocal muscles to quickly and in a coordinated way switch between different notes, which is what you're doing when you are doing a run or a riff. So if we're gonna do a run or a riff and we want it to be like yeah, yeah, or something like that, right? That was completely random, but the idea being, right, I went from yeah, yeah, like I'm not just staying on yeah, I'm going yeah, like I'm going up and down, so I'm going above the note that I was on, I'm going below the note that I was on, and I'm doing it at a pretty quick pace. And that was like just a few different notes. There, you can do way more notes. You can add multiple different notes to runs and riffs. So we want to do a vocal exercise that has that agility, helps us build that agility. So we're going to start on, I'm going to do the exercise for you, and you can just go ahead and sing along whenever you get comfortable. I'm starting on the A below middle C, where I often start. It's in a nice like middle range. And we're just going to go on nay. We're going to go up and down the scale. So we're going to go nay, nay. So that is a simple exercise you can do. You can keep going up. You can decide to go back down. But this is just the gist of the exercise you can do on nay. You're going to go up and then back down the scale. It's actually an octave. You're going to go up the octave and then all the way back down the octave. And that way you can start slow like I did and then pick up the pace over time, because you want to build that vocal agility where you're getting your vocal muscles used to switching between notes at a fast pace in a coordinated way. And so that's what you're going to need in order to do riffs and runs. So when you're about to sing a song that has riffs and runs, or you're trying to practice doing them and you feel kind of nervous about like, oh, am I going to, miss a note, or am I going to go off key, practice doing this vocal exercise before you start singing and see how that helps. Okay. I hope this helps you. If you want more of this, if you want more help with how do I even structure like a vocal practice, or what are vocal exercises, like the basic vocal exercises that I need, you can feel free to go to some of my other episodes that I have with vocal exercises you can do. But definitely come over to the Sing Confidently course. Actually, in the course, I do go through exercises for riffs and runs as well as for like holding long notes. And then I also go through just basic exercises that you can do, and I go through how you can actually craft your own practice routine. So you definitely want to get into the course so that you have that foundation for yourself to build confidence as a singer, to build more confidence when you're going to sing roughs, runs and riffs. And I'm happy to help you with that. Go to creativelybyestelle.com/course to purchase the course and get in there as soon as possible while it's still at that price that it is now. So don't delay. Definitely go there and let me know what you think of this episode. If you'd like to hear more, if you want to me to do like a full like exercise of this and you just like sing along, let me know. I can do that. But yeah, I hope this helps. It's just one exercise that you can try and incorporate into your next vocal practice. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here as always. I so appreciate it. And don't forget to leave a review on this show if you never have. And if you liked this episode and it helped you, please go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps so, so much. Like truly, it will help the show get out to more people, to more creatives, more people just wishing that they could start singing and performing and being creative. So definitely leave a review. And thank you so much for being here. Keep creating, keep singing. I'm here for you. And I will talk to you later. Thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so, so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.